I'm joined on the program now by Patricia Devon. Hello.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
How are you, Patricia?
I'm not too bad.
Very good. Now, you've been talking to a lady called Tara, who has quite an innovative artisan product for sale, hasn't she?
Yes, indeed. Well, I talked to her last week because she is selling her breast milk for €32 a pint.
And we're talking dids for dosh here.
Yeah, exactly.
€32 a pint. That's unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it?
It is, and she is inundated with queries, apparently.
Mm. And tell us a little bit about her story, because, I mean, you know, it's proven very popular. She's exporting it, if you don't mind. So what did she tell you about her business and why she established it?
Okay, so I got in contact with Tara after she posted her ad for breast milk on an online classified site. In the ad, she said it was full fat, creamy, nutritious, and she was selling it for €2 an ounce. I contacted her. I said to her that I'd been interested in buying 10 ounces. She said that was fine. We arranged to meet. When I met her, she told me how she'd been inundated with queries from fitness fanatics who were using it to supplement their diets. Mm. Now, at that point, I didn't tell her I was a journalist. But after I bought the milk, which was frozen, because apparently Tara, when she expresses her milk, she always overexpresses and then freezes it. I think she had 150 ounces in the freezer. So after I bought it and went back to the office, I contacted her and I said, look, I'm doing this as a story. I'd love to hear a wee bit about, you know, why you decided to do this.
Mm.
So she said to me that actually she's American born, okay, so she's married to an Irish man and she is living in Clondalkin. And she said she found it absolutely amazing that over here no one else was doing it, because in America it's quite common to sell your breast milk.
So I mean, we had, going back over for years, there was like, what was it, were they called wet nurses or what have you, that, you know, it's not sort of unprecedented, but what's a little bit strange is to be sort of selling it online, isn't it?
Yes. In Ireland, there's actually a human milk bank, and it does amazing work, and it does take donations from women, and it is used in neonatal units across the country for, you know, babies who are born prematurely. A lot of women do donate their breast milk, but to be, I think the correct word is that it's frowned upon to be selling it. Plus, the women that donate their milk to this milk bank, their milk is checked for any, you know, diseases or, yeah, or, you know, bacteria.
As you say, that there's a massive difference in the two, because one is you know, providing a fantastic service, whereas the other, you know, I mean, you talked about the fact maybe it could be used for fitness or
yeah,
the fact that it's exported frozen, and that won't necessarily rest very easy with a lot of people.
Yes, exactly. Last year in the UK, actually, doctors had to issue a warning because there was actually a boom in online sales of breast milk by bodybuilders who were buying it to, you know, help bulk up in a way, so that, you know, doctors had to issue a warning. It can be dangerous buying milk that hasn't been checked. I explained, you know, these concerns that have been raised, and she agreed with me. She said, absolutely. She says, but I know my milk is healthy. My diet is healthy. I don't drink or smoke. And she says, actually, I began donating my milk. It wasn't until another month. You know, you can make a profit in that. And that's when she started selling it online. And since then, she's exported milk. She exported 50 ounces to a man in Finland. She was contacted by a woman in Italy who wanted to buy the milk, but the shipping costs were just too expensive. And
Better getting on a Ryanair flight and delivering it herself.
Yes, it would be cheaper.
Doing it live.
I think since our article went in last week, she has, you know, got even more queries.
Yeah, but on a serious note, and it is serious, but I mean, you know, there is this light and shade in every topic. But, you know, the person on the other end, you know, I mean, she's doing it. You're probably assured that she's expressing herself and freezing it and sending it off. But people buy anything on the internet, don't they? I mean, how, there's an awful lot of trust there. I mean, it's a stupid thing to do. You could be buying literally anything. Yeah. Best case scenario, it could be cow's milk. Worst case scenario, you don't know what's in it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. But people don't care because she's making money from doing this. And the other dark side of it is, as well, she's told me she's been approached by perverts. She has been approached by what she calls freaks. And she actually had to put something in her online ad to say that she does not sell to anybody who, you know, may be interested in the milk for any other reason than taking it as a supplement.
Listen, Patricia, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.